living wood. Using century-old claw hammer, we pull the rusty nails out of the 24 body-sized boxes that had drifted to shore over a fortnight ago. The cedar had dried out by then, its aroma replaced by the sea and the moon, the contents succumbed to the same, awash and long forgotten. Little by little, we straighten out the nails as delicately as possible, the captain in his makeshift quarters, working on his latest designs to finally free our minds.